vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Vision is the ability to see. Our eyes see light, which is transformed to an image of an object, a physical reality. Our hearts have imaginations which communicate ideas to our minds of things that may not exist in physical reality. When our imagination is clear, we say we have a vision because we actually see in our minds what our heart has communicated. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18a. America has lost its vision, so there is division. The church has lost its vision, so there is division. The left has a vision. It is a vision of socialism, of globalism. It is a false vision, but it is a vision. When there are competing ideas, the camp that is most committed to their idea will eventually win. Standing your ground is not possible indefinitely. Eventually, you will weaken from the attack of your enemy. He will gain ground little by little. When the enemy pushes, you must push back if you're to win the battle. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians 6:13. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6:17. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. But to what purpose do we push back? Where do we want to be at the end of the battle? What do we want to see accomplished? What is our vision? What should be America's vision? Americanism. What should be the church's vision? Christianism. Our president had a vision to make America great again. He's done an amazing job, but he cannot change the soul of America. He certainly cannot change the soul of the church. The soul of America and the soul of the church reflect our vision or lack thereof. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel 37:1-4. The word of the Lord is the answer. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. Share the truth of God's word under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and lives will be changed, and so will our country.